The Membership Podcast with Claire Mitchell.
Welcome, Charmaine. Would you like to tell us what your business does?
Yes, of course. So I'm a continence, sleep and understanding emotions consultant here at Clear Steps Consultancy, and I support neurodivergent and neurotypical children, so children with and without a diagnosis, their families, schools and professionals, so anything to do with wee, poo, toileting in the day and night, sleep and behaviour, and I do that all through a gut health lens.
Fantastic. So whereabouts are you based?
So I'm based in a village in Essex.
And is all of your work online?
Yes. Well, not all of it. A lot of my work is online, but I do also do face-to-face, in-person events as well.
How do you get started with Wee and Poo in the Loo? Because it's a fantastic membership and I love it. You'll tell us more about that in a moment, but how do you get into it?
So my background is community nurse specialist for children with learning disability and complex needs. So I've always sort of supported children and young people right through to adults, helping them sort of understand what's sort of happening in the body and helping with those wees and poos. But I wanted to be able to focus a little bit more on and helping children more with their needs, so that it wouldn't be that once they got to sort of like 20 or 30 or 40 that's when things were being looked at. I wanted to be able to help children from an early age to sort of try and prevent those sort of difficulties ongoing. So that's why I sort of set up Clear Steps Consultancy.
Yeah.
And why I sort of focus more on wees and poos, because wees, poos, toileting, sleep, behaviour, they're all connected.
And I don't know how big this problem is.
It's a really big problem.
Yeah.
So research says that it's sort of 1 in 9 children actually experience a wee and poo difficulty. And sometimes it can be as high as 1 in 3 that actually has a poo difficulty in itself.
And so I'm guessing that there's also some pressure on parents when the children get to a certain age that they're going to go to school. And all of the kind of emotions that will bring along to it with the deadline of having to get them ready for school. So I'm guessing you help with that as well.
Yeah. So I support from like 18 months through to 25 years. So it's all about sort of when children are first starting potty and toilet training. But a lot of my work is around children that it just hasn't worked. And I'm there to sort of help at whatever age that may be. So yeah, there is a lot of pressure, and unfortunately there's a lot of misconceptions as well that are sort of bandied around that children have to be potty trained or toilet trained by the age of 3, and then if they're not doing it by the time they get to school, then that's not what's meant to be happening. But actually children develop in different ways, so obviously that's what we're looking for, and if it isn't happening, then that's where I come in and can help, because maybe there's something that we can do to sort of help progress that a little bit further.
Okay. So what's the name of your membership?
Yeah, so it's called How to Get the Pee and Poo in the Loo.
It does what it says on the tin.
Exactly.
I love it. And so how would you describe your membership? So what does it do? And did it come because you were too full in your one-to-one work and you needed to be able to help more people? How did it come about?
It's a mixture, really. So, yeah, I was finding that I just was running out of time. I didn't have enough time in the day to be able to help families. And I wanted, there was more and more families coming through. So that was sort of one of the reasons why I set up the membership. But also I wanted to be able to sort of have that consistency with the approaches that I was doing. And I just found that the membership can really help with that as well.
Excellent. So how would you describe that membership then? What, if you're going to tell me what it is in one sentence, how would you describe it?
So I often describe it as a support group, but I don't think that actually encompasses exactly what it does. So I suppose it's sort of, I share it as like sort of 3 key areas, really. So you've got the support group where you have other families in there that are experiencing very, very similar toileting difficulties. They're all at different ages, all at different stages. And there's also a library of resources where families can access different information and we can sort of guide through that. And there's also the live support sessions as well. So that's where I'm there sort of sharing step by step what to do, how to do it, and families can access me to be able to sort of get that information and help them progress.
So when did you launch membership? How long has it been going?
So I launched it about 2 years ago, as I would call a soft launch. So it was, yeah, I started launching it. I didn't have everything all in place. I had the ideas in place, but I didn't have everything there and started to develop as I was sort of going along. And so sort of had a reduced membership price as I was sort of building the membership so that I could build, I suppose you'd call them the testimonial, sort of the feedback, until it was sort of ready for the official launch, which was what I've been able to do this year.
So was that a year from doing the soft launch to the what you call the official launch?
Yeah, I would.
And has anything changed from that first version of the membership that you created to how it looks now?
Yeah, so in the beginning, I was sort of more focused on one particular area. So it's more sort of around the poo focus. But I understand with my work that it's more than just one area. I needed to look at, you know, obviously looking at the whole child, and I couldn't just do that with one particular area. So that's why I've developed it further, broken it down, made it a lot more easy for families to sort of follow, and sort of got more sort of where do you start, how do you start, those type of things. So when families start, they can go straight to that and they know exactly what to do and where to find that information. So, and that's been from feedback. So that's why I'm pleased I did the soft launch.
So did you try anything that didn't work when you launched it?
I think maybe getting used to the software and how my software was working with the membership. Initially, I thought I'd uploaded all the information so that it could be easy for people to download, and then I realized that I'd downloaded it and I should have done, I'm still not quite sure what I actually did, but I've managed to change it. But basically I'd put it in a different bracket and it should have been a downloadable rather than a PDF version. I was thinking that PDF was easier for them to download, but it needed to be in a downloadable version. And it was only when I had sort of a couple of families come to me and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Like, yes, I'll get that sorted straight away. So, and I hadn't realised, so.
I think so many people are worried about getting things wrong. And you've just proved that, you know, you just deal with it. But, you know, it's so easy to have a pilot membership where you need to change things or something doesn't work. And then people tell you and you just fix it. So that's never going to be a good reason to not launch your membership, you know. So I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the point at which families come to you, you know, what's the kind of trigger for them, what makes them come to you, and why, and how do they find you?
Yeah, so families seem to find me in all different ways. It's usually on social media, often word of mouth as well, but it tends to be when families have tried everything. So they've been backwards and forwards to the GP, they've been to the paediatrician, they've had the continence team involved. They may have had the specialist specialist consultants as well. So they may have been to gastrology and et cetera. And it's only at that point that all the other services will then discharge the children and say there's nothing else that can be done. It's not medical, and therefore there's nothing we can do. But the child is still experiencing soiling, wetting. They're, you know, I was speaking to a family just recently where the family was saying that the child then couldn't go to school because they were having such frequent accidents. They were then being homeschooled. The family were then sorting out about their work and they had to reduce their hours. Do you know what I mean? It just becomes such a huge thing, and that they just think there must be something else that we can do. And that's when families seem to find me then, whereas I can actually help at the beginning. which is what I'm trying to sort of, that's what I'm trying to do with my promotion or like sharing the support, because, you know, we don't need to wait until a child is 13, 14, 15, 17 before getting support. We can help, you know, when they first start noticing it at 3, 2, you know, whatever age that may be. So, but yeah, it does seem that families are, their children are a lot older before they find me.
Gosh.
But I'm trying to change that.
Yeah, well, your marketing is excellent. I see you all over the place. And I know that you're very well known in your kind of area of expertise. We just need to get the word out so that more people know.
I'm trying, yes.
Yeah. So can you tell me more about the actual mechanics of your membership? What's included? How do you run it? What software do you use?
Yeah, so I launched it via Nuzenla. So that's where I sort of hold that. So families have access to, like I said, I call it a library of resources. I think on there it's actually called a curriculum, which, yeah, so I call it a library of resources. So that's where you've got sort of where to start. You've got like your core components. And then I've got like the toileting, the next steps. So that's when families have tried sort of like the foundations. And if they're still having difficulties, then we've got the next steps. And then I sort of break down what to do within those next steps. And then we've got like the flow chart, so they can then just sort of work through that as well. So there's some families that find that they don't really want to come to like a live session. They'd rather just work through. So within there, you've got downloadable resources, you've got the videos, you've got activities for the children, you've got information to help children understand, you know, for each section. So it's sort of bringing the children with you at each stage as well. So we've got like the library of resources, then you've got the actual support group, which I run via Facebook. So it's a private membership group, so they have access to that. And there's also the live support sessions, so they can have access to that as well.
They're on
so
Zoom.
They're on Zoom, yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, and so I guess the Facebook group means that people realise they're not alone. I imagine it's quite an isolating experience when you're going through this.
Yeah, and that's what families say every time. It's every time, you know, usually when they first come to a live session, there can be tears, sometimes tears with happiness, but often there's tears with, oh my goodness, you know, I'm not alone. I thought I was the only one. I've had families say, you know, I'm the only one in my child's school that is going through this, when often that isn't true. There is other families, it's just that no one talks about it. Yeah. But having the membership and being in there with families with children of all different ages means that they don't feel alone anymore, and they can relate to other families, and it's sort of, they share, the group is great because they're actually sharing information, and you know, it's sort of, I've tried this, has anybody else seen this? And I must admit, that's been one thing that's really sort of stood out, and I must admit, it really, I suppose it just warms my heart, because I just think that's what it's all about. Families actually coming together in a moment where it's really difficult and just sharing that they can get through this, that they're not alone, and you know, oh, I did this, or you know, I tried this, this really worked, and someone goes, oh yeah, I've done that now and I added this, or it's lovely.
Yeah. And how long do people tend to stay in your membership? Do they get sorted quite quickly, or is it different for every person?
It's different for every person, yeah, but it really does vary. I've had some families where they've been there for a month and they've been able to get through, and they're like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe the change. And it's, you know, we're all like, yes, fantastic, that's great. Other families where it's been sort of 2 months, 3 months. I've got other families where they're really complex cases and I'm supporting them through accessing other specialist services as well. So we're sort of, I've got that sort of, it's almost like a add-on where they can have that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can sort of, you know, they know what to say when they go to their appointments, what to do. So they've been there sort of a little bit longer, but it's individual.
So that's brilliant for your families and how that works. But for you, what difference does your membership make to you in terms of the recurring income? Does it free up time for you? Does it let you help more people? What are the best bits about membership for you?
Yeah, I think it's several things. I think the fact that everything's all in one place is great. So it just means when families are, if they've contacted me, I go to my own group to get the information. I'm like, yes, that's what I could send them. So I can so I've got that information as well. But it really helps. Like, I've just got that regular income that's coming in. It's as I know that you've said many, many times, you never start from zero. So it's fantastic. So that's a really good thing. It definitely frees up time. I think when I was developing the group, so that sort of soft launch, I was adding in things, whereas now I feel like it's there, everything is in there. And then when I have the live sessions, if families say, I really need this, or I can't find that, and I'm like, I know what they need. And then I put something together, like a quick reference fact sheet thing of where to start, and just so that they know what to do. So that I might add in some information or some fun activities for the children to be doing. But it's definitely a save time in that sense as well.
And I'm sure you said when we talked about this a year ago that you had a waiting list and people were having to wait a long time to work with you in person. Is that still the case?
There's more and more going across to the membership, which is great. There are some families that still would like the one-to-one.
Yeah.
And I am doing that, but I'm not doing it as frequently. It's because I can actually help them through the group. They can get that support, and it's ongoing as well. So if they want to send a message in, I can read that whenever I see the message, rather than them waiting however long.
Yeah.
For an appointment with another different medical professional. So
excellent. So how many members do you tend to have at any one time?
So it tends to be, I've got about 15 at the moment. So we're still growing, but I'm still doing different launches. So when we're in the summer side of things, I did launch the summer camp, and I included that within there. So we did another launch. So that boosts that. So it promoted that a little bit more. But I've got some other things in the pipeline to help at different stages. So it's following your launch approach. I can't remember the official wording, I'm sorry.
Or the 30-day launch kit.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm doing that, but doing it for different times, depending on what it is that I'm going to be promoting within the group.
So is there any marketing that you've tried that hasn't worked as well as you'd hoped?
No, I suppose the only thing is you always think that you're going to be inundated. When I first did it, I just thought, I'm going to do the launch, I'm going to be inundated and what have you. It never quite goes like that. But I think it's more around families trusting you more and just seeing that you're actually doing the work, not just talking about the work. And that's what I've tried to spend my time doing in between the launches, so they can see the feedback. They can see what it is I'm actually doing and how I'm helping the families. So then when I do the next launch, they got a bit more trust in what I'm actually saying and doing, and they can see it for themselves.
Excellent. So Charmaine, what's been your proudest moment so far in your membership?
Ooh, it's been lots, to be honest.
Okay.
I think starting from most recent and then working back, I had a family whose child was only pooing in a nappy. The family had been in and out of A&E. They'd had lots of different medical interventions. And the accidents were just continuing. They just, even though it was in a nappy, it was then going everywhere. And yeah, it's been really difficult. But the child wouldn't sit on the toilet. And part of what I do is to identify sort of why that's sort of happening. And they were non-speaking, a diagnosis of autism as well. And they were just really finding it difficult just to sit long enough. So we were talking about regulatory activities and how we can sort of help them to sit still long enough and, you know, that type of thing. And the family were able to go away and actually do all of that through following our step by step. And they messaged me, that was sort of like at the beginning of the week. They messaged me at the end of the week and just said they cannot believe the difference. Their child, their behaviour had been really, really up and down. They couldn't even get to change their child. That was the trouble. And now they just seemed a lot more calmer, so they could actually even try to do the sitting on the toilet, whereas they couldn't even start with that. And when I looked at how long, I was thinking, oh, they've been in the membership quite a long time. They'd actually only been in 2 weeks. And this was like their second week. And they'd already done, like they'd looked at all the, they'd set out some time each evening to do like the videos, because I tried to make them sort of quite short, not too long for families. And they were sort of really progressing through it all. And they were just like, you know, and just keep sending messages saying, oh, thank you so much for helping. And thank you for being on the end of the phone, you know, not the end of the phone, but you know what I mean? Like yeah. the live sessions. So yeah, that was our sort of recent family. But other families, I've just found that everybody that's come through has been able to progress with their toileting. And that's just been great. And it doesn't matter what age or, you know, ability, or we've just been able to help in different ways. And it's, and I think that's what's great about the membership, because it is, you know, if it's sort of more that children just don't feel able to sit, or they're scared about going near the toilet, you know, we've got a whole section around that. If it's, you know, that they're struggling to eat regularly or drink regularly, then we've got a whole section around that. You know, we're just, it's there, everything's there. So it's as much or as little, but not in an overwhelming way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that's really difficult to get that balance sometimes, isn't it? But yeah, so lots of success stories. It's been great.
So what do your members love most about being in there?
Members love sort of feeling like they're alone anymore. Feeling like they know exactly what to do. And often I hear from like the live support sessions that they actually feel like they've been heard, and that we actually understand their child. Whereas I actually had a message yesterday actually from a family that said, thank you so much for helping my child in a different way, and just seeing them for who they are. And I just think that's what it's all about. It's not looking at just one approach. We're looking at lots of different things to help them. But families really enjoying it.
I want to ask you about the bigger picture. So what are your dreams or plans for your lovely membership?
My dreams, the ultimate dream is that everybody would be able to have access to our library of resources and our support approaches that we've got. I'm wanting, you know, like if a school was having, you know, if school had families that were struggling, that they would know where to refer to and they would have access to that. Ultimately, I'd like for families to be able to access it with not having to pay. Would be nice. Because there are families out there that have said, this is exactly what I need, but I'm just not at that point at the moment. And if a child has a diagnosis, they've often got access to maybe a DLA or PIP, you know, funding in that way. So families find it easier to access that sort of ongoing support for as long as their child needs. For some families who are waiting for a diagnosis can access the DLA and PIP, but those who aren't waiting sometimes it's a cost thing that, you know, they need the help, but they can't always afford to do that. So I'd like to be able to have some options to be able to do that. That's how I'd like to do that.
So you're thinking maybe referrals where it's funded, maybe from the NHS or something like that?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
What advice would you give to somebody who's sitting on a membership and hasn't launched yet for whatever reason?
Go for it. There's no reason to be holding back. And I think, like you said earlier, I think you don't always have to have everything. As you always say, you don't have to have your eggs all lined up in a row. You don't have to have it all set up. As long as you've got an overview, you know what it is that you're going to be covering. And then, you know, each sort of month I launched a different aspect. So then I did the recording as and when I was sort of going. And then if there was like smaller parts, I would then do the recording separate to those. But, you know, just you've got the overall foundations there, but just go for it. Don't need to wait.
So what did you actually have in place the day that you got your first members? Because it didn't look like it does now.
No. So I had, obviously, my membership page. That takes a little while to do. I had the introduction. I knew the categories. So I knew what the categories were. And I'd put together what I was going to do for my first recording. So my first category. So then I set a date to then record that within the group. So I did that. But I didn't have what I was going to include within the next. I just knew what the category title was going to be, but I didn't know what I was going to actually be covering in that. And then as that month went on, I was then sort of thinking, I really need to include that because this question has been asked. And so it helped me sort of make sure I put everything in there. But I say everything in there, but I still didn't really need to have everything in there because it was just like an introduction to that area. Then I had some sort of step-by-step guides and things that families could work through.
So you really did launch with really just a calendar and the bare bones, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I love that. Yeah. And a group. Did you have a group then as well at the start?
I set that up at the same time.
Yeah. Excellent. And did any of your brand new members turn around and say, Charmaine, how very dare you launch without everything in there?
No, because it just seemed like I had everything because I knew where I was going with it. I knew the stages and I knew the categories. I knew how it all fitted together. That's the part I'd already worked out. So, you know, you need to start here and then work through. So I had that all, you know, I was really clear about that in my head. I knew, and if anybody had asked me, I could tell, you know, I could reel it all off because I knew exactly what I was doing in that sense. I just hadn't done the recordings. So.
And I guess they could get help in the group from day one, couldn't they?
Yeah, because they could put any Q&As down or, you know, any questions that they had, they could just ask me. And then we had the scheduled live support sessions where they could do like a bit like what we're doing now, sort of face-to-face type sort of thing.
So has anything surprised you about running a membership that you didn't expect?
I suppose the sort of the community side of things, I don't know why that surprised me, but just how important that is in there to be able to help each other. And, you know, so when questions were coming through, initially I'd be like, I see a question, I'm like, quick, got to answer it. So I'd answer it straight away because I didn't want to leave anybody waiting. Whereas now I don't leave anyone waiting. That sounds awful. But what I do is I don't respond straight away because actually the other members respond and then they share their experiences. And then I just wait until everybody's had an opportunity. And then obviously I reply. So I don't purposely keep people waiting, but it gives people an opportunity to hear from another family as well. So sometimes the members will have got used to, they know, they recognize people's names, so they'll ask them specifically. But other times it's just like, has anyone found, I don't know, whatever it is, or how do you cope with whatever it is? So I try to sort of enable it's almost like sort of supporting that group process, that sort of community, I suppose it is.
And is there anything that you'd do differently if you started over?
I think I'd probably do your 30-day launch from the beginning. I didn't do that from the beginning. So, yeah, I think I'd do that. I suppose I didn't really understand how you sort of build up for the launch. I didn't really understand all of that before. But I think I found that really helpful.
Well, you did what we call a soft launch or a founding members launch, where you gave the discounted rate and the deadline.
Yep.
So that still fits really well. That's what I recommend anyway. So you did the right thing. Even if you didn't think you did.
I suppose it's just sort of the building, whereas the 30-day one, you really build that. I found, you're engaging more families along that process, and that's what I found really useful. But yeah, I think it managed to, people came through the group, and it's sort of, they've all been really happy with what they've received, and it's all worked really well. They've been able to progress, so yeah, that's been good.
It's like a bit of an off the cuff question, but because yours might be classed as a bit of a taboo subject, because you've mentioned that earlier, when you're putting your social media posts out there, do you find that people don't comment on them because nobody wants to be seen to be struggling with it?
Yeah, I do get that. And I think that's why sometimes people will just sort of be watching in the background. So I'll have a lot of families who sort of say, I've been seeing your posts for the last X weeks, months. Some families will say, I've been following you for the last few years, and now I feel ready, at whatever stage that is.
Yeah.
That it's just sort of, I see what you mean now. And yeah, that's happened, and this has happened, and we're still in the same situation, and yet we're ready now. So it's,
and so,
they don't necessarily want to comment.
So Charmaine, how can people find you? How can they connect with you?
Yeah, so they can either contact us direct via our website. So it's www.clearstepsconsultancy.co.uk, or they can find us on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn under Continence Consultant and Trainer under there as well. So yeah, if there's any messages, so sometimes people sort of listen to things, don't they, and they just think, just rather send a message, I'm not sure if that's right for me or not, then at the top of our website we've just got contact us, and that's an email that comes direct to me, so I'm more than happy if people just wanted to message. So we're happy to do that.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. It's been really interesting, because yours is such an unusual membership, but it's such a needed membership. I feel like it's one of the best kept secrets out there. And hopefully now more people will understand what you do and how it can help, and can tell their friends and family that you exist. And it's been lovely to talk to you and to find out more about your membership. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.